And so you come to work in business with your insecurities, with your issues, with difficulties, with attitudes, maybe have judgments against certain people. So when you have this possibility to take on a project or some business or even a job, you don't even go for it because, oh no, they won't. I'm not there yet. I don't have the qualifications they're looking for. Oh, we haven't worked with that big of a business before. You might be holding your back. And there are all kinds of issues that are sabotaging your success and your happiness.
Welcome back to another episode of Success in Mind. Today, I'm joined by Joanna Armstrong, who teaches how to switch from worry, frustration, fear, concern, and anger to joy and ease in no time. For the past 15 years, Joanna has been helping countless clients to free themselves of everything from stress, worry, insecurities, and overwhelm, to anxiety, fear, sleeping problems, and imposter syndrome. Her clients love her unusually liberating science-based technique, combining EFT tapping, EMDR, and positive psychology. As a companion to her client work, Joanna recently wrote her second book, The Fastest Way to Stop Stress and Worry, Calm the Mind in 23 Seconds. Being a much wiser burnout survivor, she now enjoys her family life on a homestead in the countryside. This is a fascinating interview with so many great takeaways. I really enjoyed this conversation. I think you're going to as well. You're listening to Success in Mind, the show for high-performing leaders, changemakers, and entrepreneurs ready to take your life and business to the next level. If you're ready for whole life success, keep listening. I want to start with your story. Can you tell us a bit about your journey and how you got into the business that you're now in?
Sure. Let's see if I can make it short. I was a seeker. I wasn't sure what to tell my sons when it comes to religion and those inner workings. I grew up in a Catholic environment, and I went to church rather frequently. I was in the church group or the youth group, own connection. So following that thread, going through church, I found another church. I started reading the Bible some more. But then I started realizing that I needed to do something more. I needed to help people. My calling was to actually make a difference. And so I started shifting things around. And as soon as I opened up to allowing this to happen, of course, universe provided and all these techniques and methods. And my journey began making my own situation better and understanding these deeper areas better. And then I found some techniques and methods to help others. And I've been perfecting this all along. I've been working with clients for 15 years, and I'm still perfecting and I'm still tweaking and I'm still trying to find even better ways. So that's the short of it.
Great. That's great. So when you say that you bettered yourself using these tools first, what was that process like for you? And how did you first come across these techniques?
Well, as I mentioned, I started via the traditional church methods, you know, believe more and you'll be saved. And somehow that framework didn't fit. So as I was taking these steps, I started my helping journey as a breath worker. So I began having sessions with clients via breath work. And it's a wonderful process and it does go deep, but it takes some time and it's a long period for the client. The client has to lay in a position for a while, and it's an elaborate process. And I'm a bit eager. I have this eager streak. I want to be efficient. I want effect. I want results without hurrying my clients, of course. And I do have a slow outer facade or way of being. I haven't chosen it. But on the inside, there's this eagerness going on, and I want effect, and I want my client not to have to suffer for very long. So on that journey and following my own needs and my own personality, I step by step discovered better and better techniques. So the breath work, wonderful, but takes too long for me. And so as I was discovering or reaching out for something even better, I found EFT tapping. And I mentioned it to my husband, and he said, oh, yeah. And I said, but it's this amazing method, and oh, wow, and all these people are doing it, they're getting great results. And do you know this method? And he said, yes, I'm doing it. I've been doing it for years. And it turns out that my husband was one of the, I was flabbergasted. We had been married for quite a few years by then. We had children together, and I didn't even know he was doing it, because he was doing it in such a way that was very personal. He didn't do the tapping method full out. And of course, nowadays there are different versions of the tapping. So it was very interesting. But so that was my second method. And then I have, again, followed my own needs and way of being to do an even better job. So I've been complementing EFT with more spiritual possibilities. So as I was evolving, my parents died. I had some very, well, all throughout my life, I've had very visceral epiphanies or occurrences. And the most amazing ones were so blissful that there are no words for it. I've been able to connect to this source. And if you're religious, you'll call it God. If you're not religious, you'll call it something else. And it's this higher power. And I got to sense the power. I got to sense the beauty of this love power. And it's really powerful. It's a force. It's not just, rosy, cute, cloudy emotions. I mean, that's part of it. But I was shown, and I've had this, I can just plug into it now. It's this amazing state where everything is good with the world. It's bringing down heaven to this earth. And you can operate from that place of feeling, being, attitude. So it was not painful, but it was certainly it's been a journey of discovery and a journey of ease and possibilities for myself. So like most other people that have had an amazing transformation, they often tend to become the passing it forward person. So you've had this amazing thing happen and you just want to save the world with it. So that's very much the situation with me. And I just want everyone to feel like this and not take their difficulties seriously.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. You know, I have to laugh when you said that your husband had already been practicing this for quite some time, because I had this experience with my husband where after leading an NLP training, I felt like this pressure right here. And it would happen after every training. And I told him, I said, I always get this pressure, this pain right here when I'm done a training day. And he goes, Terry, just start tapping on it. Just start tapping. And I said, what are you talking about? Because my husband is a police officer, very grounded in this world.
Mine too.
And I said, what are you talking about? How do you know about this?
Right?
He goes, I don't know. Sometimes I get that too. And he's like, I just tap on it and it just moves the energy around and it makes me feel better. Whoa. And it was just instinctive for him to do it.
Yes.
He hadn't learned about tapping or anything. It was just, mm-hmm. And so I'm laughing when I'm hearing about your husband.
Amazing. Because I'm like, this man, mine is very grounded as well. Yes. He's very down to earth and doesn't believe in woo-woo too much. Although when you scrape on the surface, he's had some experiences and there is something there.
Yes.
But I think generally for men, especially police officers, or if you're in a trade where you're supposed to be a man's man, whatever that is, but I'm sure most people can refer to and conjure up a picture of what that could be. These woo-woo things and this ethereal and spiritual and deeper, the deeper realms aren't necessarily what they're supposed to be doing. But yes, that's, it's wonderful to hear, though, that he found it naturally.
Exactly. And I want to go back to what you just touched on about not taking our difficulties too seriously. Can you tell us more about that? Because I think for a lot of people listening, like when you're in it, it's so hard to not take that seriously and have that be all encompassing. So how can we not take our difficulties so seriously?
Oh, I love that question. And to be honest, that is the most difficult thing for people, that they don't even believe it's possible. What do you mean? I have a real serious issue here, and it's really difficult and it's really painful. And yes, I understand. But as one of my colleagues several years ago, she expressed it so nicely. She said, pain happens. The suffering, that's on you. So the pain, you break something, something says something mean, you get hurt, you feel a feeling that isn't pleasant, you get embarrassed, whatever it is that you find negative. Yes, it stings, but it's temporary. So just, well, there are more steps to this, of course, because what you need to have as part of this way of being is to understand that these people that sting you, that offend you, that don't listen to you, that do what you want them to, they have their own issues. They have their own difficulties. They're going through something themselves. And they don't always do things to hurt you on purpose, or rather, that's actually rare that people do things to hurt you on purpose. So if you can step back, take a deep breath. Another colleague of mine said, smile, just as an automatic, and it takes some training, but it's so simple and it's so easy. You break state, as it's called in psychology and mental training, you break state, and there are different ways of doing it. I mean, as an NLP practitioner, you'll know that, but just smiling, imagining even that you take a step back, that turn away from this situation or the person, or you actually leave, you say, excuse me, I really need to take a little break now. What if you do to break state? And then you go into this deep, heart-centered breathing. You start spreading these hormones of oxytocin by actively doing something pleasurable. So oxytocin will heal you. And then you can go back, you can talk about it, you can sort things out. But again, the biggest issue is that people don't even believe it's possible. So that's really the first step. It can be. It is very simple. If you start allowing yourself the option of seeing the world, yourself, the people around you in a different light. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had a workshop. And this one woman, she didn't want to be on screen. She was hidden. She was all secretive. She was all in her own way of being. And that's how we are until someone helps us out of there, or we seek another route, another way of living our life. So she was very secretive, and I lured her out of her shell. And within half an hour, she went from suspicious and not wanting to talk and not wanting to come forward and showing herself as the wonderful human she is. So within 30 minutes, her whole attitude, the difficulty, her hope came back. She didn't have hope. She was desperate. She hated life. And within half an hour, she just shifted out of this and thanked me profusely. And that's the possibility if you give yourself a chance to try it out.
Yeah, that's such a great example. And I love that you were able to do that for her in such a short period of time. Mm. That's a powerful transformation.
It is.
What exactly?
But that's the tools. The tools are very powerful.
Yeah. And that's, it's perfect that you say that, because I want to ask you about what exactly is EFT? So for the audience, for people who don't know what that is or haven't come across it yet, can you explain a little bit about it for us and how it works?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So EFT is emotional freedom techniques, and plural, because EFT contains several methods, actually. It contains EMDR, the emotional or eye movement desensitization. It contains visualization. It contains cellular sensations and transformation. It contains going in and getting in touch with your inner child. It's several methods in one. And it's very gentle. It's very loving. And you are guided to go deeper than you normally go and go into the body as opposed to staying in the mind and feel the emotions, allow the feelings and your intuition, allowing your difficulties to get a voice, to come to the surface and express what is really going on here. Why are you taking this so seriously? Today, I had a client and he was getting these amazingly big expressions and negativity about something not so big necessarily. Not great, but it wasn't as big and as traumatic and dramatic as his emotions expressed it. And that is always a sign that there is something deeper going on. Because normally, it's not so big, he knew in his head, he was telling me that I know it here, up in my head, in my thoughts, in my reasoning, but in my core, in my center, in my heart, in my super quick explosions of feelings that this is dangerous, that this is super lethal even, when it really isn't.
Wow.
Shows and indicates that there are more layers or something deeper. This comes from childhood. This comes from previous experiences. And yes, it's favorable to take a look at it with these simple means.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yes. So you can easily, when you allow yourself to gently take a look at what's really going on, because if you tap on certain acupuncture points, when you tap on them, the whole system calms down. Originally, EFT was based on the meridians and the energy fields and blockages in the energy fields. So whether you believe in that or if you just can see that when you are stressed, pressured, you're in a bad place, your whole system, your body, your physicality, your muscles will freeze, cramp, and so you have a physical blockage. So it's a holistic, it's a full body experience, and it's really wonderful. It's really very efficient, and because my view is that because it's so holistic, and it takes the whole body into the process, that's why you get such wonderful results.
Amazing. And I know that you also, you work with business leaders, entrepreneurs. How do you use these techniques to help them in, in areas of business and achieving success how do you do that?
Well, as a business owner or leader or CEO, you come to your business with your own issues. So that's one level, and everyone can relate to that personal level. But you also come with certain assumptions about yourself, I'm this good, I'm so good, I'm maybe not great, I'm maybe not good enough. Mm-hmm. Maybe I got this job because I knew that person, and maybe my CV is in touch.
What's that called?
Spiced up or pimped. I'm not using the right word. And you are sitting in this wonderful position. You're in charge of people, mm-hmm. you're helping people, you're a leader, and your business might be successful, but there's something sabotaging your success. Maybe you are not so comfortable charging as much as you. Maybe talking to that particular client is really not so comfortable because that client is super successful and you're just this tiny little business in comparison. And so you come to work in business with your insecurities, with your issues, with difficulties, with attitudes, maybe you have judgments, I guess, against certain people. So when you have this possibility to take on a project or some business or even a job, you don't even go for it because, oh no, they won't. I'm not there yet. I don't have the qualifications they're looking for. Oh, we haven't worked with that big of a business before. You might be holding your back. And there are all kinds of issues that are sabotaging your success and your happiness at work because you're bringing you there and you have certain issues and thought patterns that are limiting, and you might not think of yourself well enough, or you're afraid of something. It's a plethora of amazing little things that will sabotage your success and your joy and your happiness.
Yeah.
And this can so easily be fixed and switched out of with, well, EFT, but now nowadays I have added love power. So when you plug in, yes. So when you plug into this state of bliss, of joy, of gratitude, people can relate to that. Mm-hmm. When you, so for example, this woman yesterday, she was saying, oh, I don't feel anything. Yeah, I don't know, you know, this, I can't relate to this blissful, joyful gratitude feeling. Because you use that feeling as fuel. You use the happiness and love emotions as fuel, as a tool to heal your negativity, your difficulties, your issues. So I saw that her cat was walking by the screen. So I said, well, how do you feel about your cat? Oh, I love my cat. So she could use that feeling and take that feeling and embody it, make it grow. I have this system where you walk the stairs and you increase this feeling. And she felt it in her body. She felt it fill her cells. And there she was, smiling and optimistic and hopeful.
Nice.
And then we worked through what practical steps she could take to actually start having a shift in reality as well. So it's not just woo-woo. It's not just filling yourself with amazing feelings. But then what? What do you do with it? How do you approach your boss? How do you approach your partner that is not pulling his or her weight or whatever it is? So you imbue yourself, you fill yourself up, you put yourself in this amazing state, and then you live your life, and then your life will be completely different, of course. Yeah.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. That's great. People work with you. When they come to you, what does that process look like?
I have a clinic here in Stockholm, in the city.
Nice.
And so either they come in, or I can work with people online. And the process is that we will meet, we have a little chat, I find out what is going on, and then I take them through this guided meditation, you could say. It feels like a meditation to them, but of course I'm taking them through all these steps. I'm asking them to visualize things. I'm asking them to look forward, backward. I'm asking them to get in touch with their inner child, and I'm asking them to, when they visualize themselves in the future, what does that person feel like? Sometimes it's they're there and they're feeling something better. They're feeling their future self. But if they don't, then we go back and we look at, well, why not? Which part of you, which younger version of you is protesting? So we get in touch with that younger person. And of course, there's the tapping, there's the eye movement, there's the, well, that's the key elements. But then in the futuristic scenario, if they can see themselves in any sort of positive state of mind, then we grow that. We visualize, we add, if the person has a connection to spirit, we include that, have the spirit come in and the sense of health, if you will. And it's a huge, complicated process.
Right.
But the very, very first beginnings are that you can learn yourself are very helpful as well. And sometimes people get very far on their own. So you can start with the traditional EFT. You can start with the things that you can pick up online or there are courses, and I offer courses.
Yeah.
You can begin there. But if you want to go deeper, faster, take help from a practitioner, take help from someone who is doing this. And quite honestly, we all do it somewhat differently. And of course, as you can hear, I've added all kinds of fabulous things to the process. Yeah. But the very formalized steps of EFT, emotional freedom techniques, is amazingly helpful on its own.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about the courses that you offer?
Sure. I have a 10-week course that takes you through this process so you can learn it and do it on your own. So it's we meet online, you get some homework. I'm rather restrictive with homework because people have so much on their plate as it is. It's pleasurable homework, so most people don't mind. And then I have workshops where you can come and try the process out, open workshops. I have a variety of things. And then I have a book. I wrote a book where I boiled the process down into 23 seconds. And fortunately, again, most people find it incredulous, but I counted. And to be quite honest, I can do it even faster. And anyone who has tried something similar or has worked on themselves, and they will tell you that, yes, all it takes is a breath and you can be somewhere else. And the proof of it is that, yes, I mean, and there's simple proof. I'll illustrate it with a short, tiny little example, which is that, let's say you meet someone and they're really rude and they're angry and they're very unfriendly and they're asking you to help them out and you're supposed to do business with them, or maybe it's someone that you're supposed to be working with in some fashion or privately. And they're really unpleasant and they're short and you just sense that this is going to be horrible. And then as you talk to them for a few minutes, it comes up that they admit to you that, and maybe even in the short and not so pleasant tone, they share with you that, oh, the reason I'm not myself anymore is because I just went through this divorce and she took the house and the kids and the dog and everything. All of a sudden, in a split second, you have a completely different view of this person. Yeah. All of a sudden, it took just a breath, and this person isn't as horrible anymore. I mean, sure, you're not thrilled that they're the way they are, but all of a sudden, it's not as bad. And that's how it works. When you can understand something about yourself, when you can open up on the inside, allow yourself not to have to be perfect, when you can allow yourself something else in a different way than you've been doing it for years and years, and you've tried and you've worked on your issue and it's not working. Well, try adding joy first, adding a sense of inner peace and harmony and bliss, in my case, to clean your issue up, to give you strength to clean your issue up. But it's not even that much work you need to do, because it turns out that when you allow yourself to be in this state, when you prioritize this state, you go to your issue and you notice that it's not all there any longer. Some of it has disappeared. Some of it, someone came and helped you with it. So the universe helps you when you put yourself in this positive vibe, if you will, because the magic of metaphysics is part of this. Mm-hmm. Universe aligns and helps you out and sort things out. So you don't have to do half of the work or even that much even. Sometimes it's all gone. And it's really amazing.
Sounds amazing. That's incredible.
But the process is just very simple. But it's just a few steps. And if you do them, learn them, 23 seconds, and you can be in another place very quickly.
Amazing. That's amazing. And, I just want to also reinforce what you said about how it's important to work with a practitioner too, because I believe we all have blind spots. So
absolutely
needing that other person, right? Who can see in your client what maybe they're not acknowledging or aware of yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. So important to do. Are you ready to unlock your team's full potential? I'm Terry Holland, and I specialize in igniting passion, boosting morale, and driving results. Whether it's a corporate event, team building workshop, or a keynote address, I'll leave your audience energized and empowered to achieve their goals. You can expect engaging storytelling, actionable strategies, and an unforgettable experience that will propel your team towards success. You can book me today for your next event and witness a transformation firsthand. Let's inspire greatness together. Visit terryholland.ca/speaking to learn more and schedule your event today. The link is in the show notes. Now back to our show. I want to shift now into the rapid fire questions that I have. So if you'll indulge me in this.
It's actually tough for me.
Really?
Yes, because I don't have a one and only favorite. I am so multifaceted and out there. So I had to really think about this, but I thank you for it, because it was kind of interesting. It was an interesting exercise for me to see and get in touch with maybe acknowledging some favorite-ish options.
Perfect. Oh, so, I love hearing that. Thank you.
Away. Yeah. Yes.
So let's start with your favorite book.
Yes. So Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And I quote that. That's very foundational in my work, because Viktor Frankl was in a concentration camp. And in spite of all the horrors, and I mean, we're really talking horrors, he found that place that I'm advocating. So he's in what I do and how I've developed my work and attitude. And I understood his principle, no matter what, no matter how bad it is, you can go into that spot, that place on the inside and be safe and feel good. So. Yes.
Yeah. It's a great book. Favorite food?
Yes. So here in Sweden, I don't know if you have it. I don't think they're international yet, but we have something called Holy Greens. It's a restaurant. And they serve only salad. Oh, just salads. It's a salad bar. And but the salads are so fresh and delicious. So my favorite one is a salmon one. It's cooked salmon on a bed of black rice with deep greens. So your kales and your broccolis and soybeans. edamame beans, and it's all dressed with a creamy vinaigrette. It's so amazing. And so thank you for having me remember that. I have to go back there soon.
Yeah, sounds like it. That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. Biggest pet peeve?
Oh, that would have to be bullies. I had to search for that because lately or over the years, I've become so blooming positive that I find I don't let people get to me. You know, they're having an issue. They're having difficulties. But bullies are still on my list. Yes, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
Oh, I just want to add that bullies, they have huge issues. I mean, the worse of a person you are in, you know, that state of grading a person, the worse you are, the more issues you have. So even they, you know, my heart goes out to them. But yeah, they are a bit
Bad. Fair enough. Who inspires you?
Well, lately I've been in touch with Sir Richard Branson. I've joined LinkedIn. I used to hang on Facebook, but someone recommended LinkedIn. And it's very interesting because it is a more grown up. I hope people don't take offense, but it is more of a business place. And of course, I love everything business. I love running business. I love being inspired by business. I love the different business ways. And I just love the part of, And so LinkedIn, I've been not chatting because I don't even know if it's him, but yes, I've been in touch with him and I love what he stands for and his charity work. And he's got that big heart and he does heart-centered work. So he's definitely my latest favorite.
Yeah. Incredible. Three things you would take with you to a deserted island.
Well, a survival kit. I'm very practical, so I would need some sort of gear. A solar-powered satellite phone to call for help or maybe even entertainment or some sort of human contact or otherworldly or contact with the world at large. And then my hubby, because my husband is so handy and so clever, and he, you know, he would figure out how to use the survival kit that I might not even know how to use. So he's very inventive. So he would have to come along as well. And for company and love, of course. But
Of course. That's excellent. Who's a celebrity that you would like to have dinner with, dead or alive?
Well, Simon Sinek. I don't even know how to say his name. Yes. And he also has that heart-centered way of running businesses. And he wants to help the leaders. And I just find him very inspirational and support what he does because that's where I'm at. So I'd love to have dinner and talk shop with him.
Amazing. And finally, your go-to karaoke song.
Oh, it's all the same theme, isn't it? But Happy by Pharrell Williams is so... I just listened to it now as I was preparing for your meeting or this chat today. And it's you just have to hear the first few tones and the rhythm. And yes, let's get happy and let all our worries just disappear, melt away. And celebrate life and what we have. We might not have what anyone else has, or we don't have those amazing things that you're supposed to have. But it turns out that maybe some of these amazing things aren't so amazing. So don't ask for too much because it might be more of a burden than you ever imagined. So don't wish for too much. Make it simple. Make life simple and happy and believe in yourself.
That's great advice. And before we finish up, do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share?
Well, it would have to be that I wish that everyone will take their inner work more seriously, that happiness is serious business in the sense that if you don't, if you stay in that not so great place, if you let yourself be there and, oh, it's only this and, oh, I can manage having it this bad. It might get worse because that spiral tends to get worse if you don't do something actively to get yourself out of there and turn it and have it go in a positive direction. So take help. There's all kinds of help out there. You help people, just reach out. And it doesn't have to be so complicated or difficult. So just take that first step to make life truly happy the way you need it to be. The happy that you're looking for.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate this conversation.
Thank you, Terry. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Joanna has a free gift for everyone listening today. You can get the 5 most effective steps to ease and struggle-free success based on cutting-edge science and heart-centered practices from highly acclaimed institutions such as Harvard, Berkeley, and Pennsylvania University. You can grab that at her website, blissyjoy.com/home-free. I'll have it in the show notes for you. Make sure you grab that, and I'll also share Joanna's links for you to reach out and connect with her further. Thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I found it really fascinating, a fascinating conversation with so much depth, and I hope that you did too. If you found value in this episode, the best thing that you can do is share it with a friend who you think would benefit from this episode. And of course, I would love your 5-star review. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and I will see you back again next week for another episode of Success in Mind. Bye for now.